Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Moving forward financially in your 20s. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. For those young 20-somethings who are living on their own or with roommates, paying down debt, and serious about their financial future, investing is the next logical step. We all need a financial vehicle that has growth potential that either keeps us up with or surpasses inflation. Investing at a young age allows you to place your money in aggressive portfolios. What's even better is that due to the recent recession, stocks of trusted, successful companies have essentially been discounted. I am not a stockbroker, but when asked what stocks to buy, I suggest that people look at the products they purchase on a regular basis. If you are a returning customer, aren't there other returning customers? When investing, start small. Add shares slowly and build your portfolio. Steer clear of day trading, as it is tantamount to gambling. When you approach investing, use dollar cost averaging. Invest a fixed dollar amount at the same time every month, no matter what's happening in the financial markets. That way, you ensure that you buy more shares when prices are low and fewer shares when prices are high, thereby lowering the average cost per share. Dollar cost averaging doesn't mean that you can't lose money, but because no one can pinpoint the moment a market will hit bottom or top out, investing a set amount at regular intervals makes it more likely that you'll come out ahead in the long run. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I give you some specific tips on how to make sure your money works for you. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.